Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast this morning. It is all about entrepreneurs. So therefore, if you are an entrepreneur, well, it's all about you. And what we're finding out day by day, as we continue to bring up this discussion about being an entrepreneur, we're finding out that more and more people are entrepreneurs, and not simply because they run a business. However, that is the most widely held definition of an entrepreneur, is someone that runs a business, starts a business, takes that risk to start a business. And so what we have seen in our seminars, and certainly seminars that I've done and seminars that I've been to, that I've attended, in the business course that I've taught now for 10 years going on, well, this is actually January, May the 10th year anniversary that I began to teach Business 101, which is the course where we teach students about the business plan, and we teach students all the basics of the business, which basically fit into one or another of the sections of the business plan. So this morning our topic is talking about steps to writing the business plan. Now, again, just want to welcome you to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you go back and listen to the archives, we thank you for joining us in the archives. If you have a question, we would love to, you know, take your question or your comment. But in order to do that, if you're in the chat room, you would have to sign in with your account. Or if you want to dial in, you would dial in to 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key, and I would pick up your phone line. So, with that being said, I would just like to welcome you to another segment of the show. So getting back to this whole notion of this business plan. So a lot of people start various businesses, whether it be a network marketing business. It could be a network marketing business. It might be a very small business that you do at home, maybe a bakery or some type of catering business. It could be a hair business, like a hair salon, or it could be a barbershop. It could be any type of business. And one of the things that a lot of people talk about starting businesses. And by the way, there will be a business formation class happening tonight at Essex County College. It's a two-part class. It's from 6 to 8 tonight and 6 to 8 on Monday, next Monday. So if you want to know more about that, you could contact me. Just inbox me on Facebook at facebook.com/CoachLalisa, and I could give you more information about that, or you can simply call down to Essex County College to the Wise Women's Center, and they'll give you more info about that class. But this is a good time for people to learn the basics. A lot of people have started businesses, which is what I was starting to say before. So many people have started all kinds of businesses and have been told to do so, have been encouraged to do so, or they just wanted to do so. But not everyone was told, okay, before you get started, the first thing you need to do is sit down and write a business plan. You know, it may have gotten mentioned, unless, of course, you went through some formal source, like, for instance, if you went through a formal agency like the Small Business Administration, often referred to as the SBA. If you go there, yes, they're going to tell you that, because typically when people go to the SBA, or traditionally I should say, today it's a little different because now the SBA is out doing a lot of workshops and seminars that 20 years ago you rarely heard about. But when you walked into the SBA office, typically people are going there because they're hoping to expect to get some kind of money. A lot of people, you know, they think, okay, well, the SBA loans money. And that's not true. They don't really loan money. They do have programs where they partner with banks and other resources to help you qualify for money, to get the loan through the bank or some other money funding source. But the federal government itself, as far as I know, unless they've changed like in the last 2 weeks, they don't actually loan the money themselves. However, you can, so when you go there, people are typically thinking money. So naturally, the SBA is going to stop you in your tracks and let you know that your first step is a small business plan. And not a small business plan, rather, I'm sorry, that's the name of their organization, the Small Business Administration. And they're there in the communities. Almost every community throughout this country has an office somewhere near. If you don't know where the office is, you can simply go online like we do for everything else these days. You just go look it up. Today, there's no such thing as having to go long periods of time without knowing certain things, because you can just go look it up. Just Google it. Or some other, you may use Google, you may use some other resource to look up information. But I use Google, so that's why I'm saying, but other people do use other sources. I do know that as well. So you go and you look it up, and you know, SBA will be right there. You can find out where it's at. You can call them up. You can find out what their hours are. You can go and visit them. And, you know, now, will they help you write your business plan? They will probably do pretty much what I'm going to do here. I mean, it's pretty hard for someone to help you. They can give you the steps like I'm going to do here, and we'll give you some more steps in subsequent shows. And then we'll break down some of those steps, because there's quite a few steps to the business plan. But I would call them steps, departments, areas. But it's hard for people to know what goals you have for your business. So how can they really help you write it? I mean, it's really something that you have to, now you can write it, maybe somebody can help you tweak it, help you put the words better, make it sound more bankable, something that a bank might want to hear. You may have friends or colleagues or people you went to college with who are now bank presidents, who are bank managers. They may be able to tell you, or they work in the field of lending. They can tell you more about how banks lend money to business startups, or you may be in business already, but you want your business to grow. Well, this is, you know, one of the main reasons you need the business plan is because you're looking for funding from a source like a bank, an angel investor, or some other type of investor. It could be even be a family member. Some family members may require, before they lend you $10,000, they may require that they see a business plan. So it's important to have the business plan for those reasons. It's also important to have this business plan for yourself as a guide to where you're going. You know, when you first want to start a business, you're all excited and you have a lot of ideas, and you may put it down on a lot of little pieces of paper here and there, but sometimes those papers, you forget about them, you put them away or what have you. Well, when you put the effort into writing that business plan, it's you'd be hard-pressed to forget about it because of the work that it takes going into getting that business plan written. So let's get started then. I just wanted to give that little preliminary talk about why you need the business plan. Again, for funding sources so they can see what your goals and how you plan to get money, the investment back that they're investing with you, how you plan to raise funds throughout your business. They want to see if your goals are solid. Do they make sense? They're going to compare them. They have a set of standards that they're going to compare what you're saying with what they already know is true and has worked for others, and also compare it with what they know won't work. So typically when you hear people say the bank turned them down, well, the bank turned down their plan. Now, the bank could turn the person down, sure, if they have horrible credit and you don't have your paperwork done properly, but typically they're shooting down your plan because your plan has holes in it. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't line up with what you're saying that you're going to do and can do. It doesn't line up with what you're saying the market can do and will do, or you don't have the research to back up what you're saying. So typically when they say, the bank turned me down, well, no, the bank turned down your plan. And absolutely, you can't go to the bank without a plan. And also, you need the business plan to help you as well if you want to grow your business. Let's say add on an employee or two, expand your operations. So let's go with the very, very, very first step, and we absolutely welcome you to the show. So now, you can get this information right online. It's not... I don't have any, anything to sell you here, okay? This is not something to sell you. This is free information that some people, though it's free, you may still need some help in interpreting it and or using it. So I wanted to kind of, talk about it here on the All About Entrepreneur show. I thought about, what can we talk about? We've brought some entrepreneurs on. We've shared their stories. We've talked about some of the books that they've written. So I said, okay, what can we talk about now that would be beneficial to entrepreneurs? And one thing that I know is beneficial to most entrepreneurs, but one is getting funding for their business. Funding so that they can continue, number one, in the business, and funding so they can expand their business. So those are two important things right there, but they both surround funding. And then this will probably take us a little minute to cover, and then we'll go into the other area that makes your business successful, and that's the people that you have working for your business. So that's critical. You can have funding and have the wrong people and still find yourself out of business. Critical, two critical factors, but there's other critical factors as well, and we'll talk about those too eventually. So, again, this information about, you know, steps to starting a business, you can get two great sources. One is the SBA. I mean, really, the SBA is an absolute great source where you can go to their office, like I said, find out where they're located, but you can go right online. They even have a tool on their website, SBA.gov, SBA.gov. And right there, they will show you how to start a business plan. They even have a template. I mean, most of you probably don't even realize it. Some of you probably do. But if you have just a basic computer with Microsoft Word, in Microsoft Word, there is a business plan generator or business plan template, I should say, right on your computer. But I want to definitely make sure I verify that before we're done. So there's parts of when I say steps to writing the business plan, but I also mean, you know, there's parts, okay? So let's look at these various parts, right? Well, the very first part of the business plan, when you open up your business plan, now, first thing you might be wondering, how many pages? Because like in school, when you write a paper, the professor tells you you have a paper to write. Most students want to know how many pages. That's their first question after the topic. How many pages? Well, we told you the topic, my business plan. How many pages? It depends. If you are a manufacturing, construction business, engineering plant, you know, and all these types of things, I mean, your business plan might be 100 pages. I don't know. But standard could be somewhere around 40, right? But if you're just a stay-at-home type, online type of selling, you know, I'm making handkerchiefs and I'm going to sell them to, you know, all the stores, I don't know, whatever, something, then, you know, it may be smaller. It may end up being, I don't know, 15 pages. Think about it like this. Once you satisfy all the parts with the information that you have, that will determine how many pages. So that's why I wanted to talk about the plan in terms of, well, you can call them, we can call them steps, parts, sections, whichever you prefer. So the first section of the business plan is typically one page for most small businesses. However, if your business is very complex and very complicated, there's a lot of parts to it, it may be more than one page, maybe two pages. But that first part of the business plan, when you open up someone's business plan, you know, hello, this is my business plan. When you open that up, the first thing is the first part is called the executive summary. And the executive summary is a summary of all the parts of the business plan, right? So let's just say in this executive summary, it's not just one long paragraph. It's several short statements that could look like a very small paragraph about each topic from each subject of your business plan. And don't make it too hard. Don't make this too difficult, especially if you're just starting out, if you've never written it before. Let's just get you through the process. Just get it written down, and then you can go in later and fill it in more detail as you want. And specifically, if you're not going out to get funding like right away, then, you know, getting it written will be the most important part. But if you are seeking funding, there are pieces that are very critical that you'll have to have. So the first section is that executive summary that just, you know, touches on, you know, what's the profile of the company? What does the company look like? Much like when you do your resume, you give yourself a profile, correct? Right? You say, with my profile, I'm a savvy person. I'm an accountant with 25 years experience. I'm a lawyer with 5 years and you know, defending cases for the U.S. Supreme Court or whatever. You know, your profile, right? So your business has a profile. You know, what does it do? What is it done? What is it about? And then, you know, you have some goals for the business. Okay? So This is what is, and then a little tidbit about each of the areas. So some of those areas would be the description of the company. And so now here's the thing about the summary, executive summary. You write it last, but though it's the first thing a person sees when they open your business plan. So, but you don't write it until the end because, you know, you're going to write all these major pieces and then you're going to come back and write a little summary about each one. That's the easiest way to do it. And the funniest thing of what we were taught about the executive summary is that the reason why you have it there is so that people can, and just in case, now I'm a banker, right, or an angel investor, I'm whomever I am, and I'm super busy, and you've given me a, you know, 20-page, 30, 40-page document or whatever of business plan, and I don't have time, nor maybe do I even want to read all of your business plan. So I read this executive summary first. And so the executive summary also has to have interesting information in there as well, because I'm going to read that. And if I don't like what I see in this executive summary, I may not even read the rest of your fancy plan. So the summary not only has to summarize all the major topics in your business plan, but it has to summarize it in a way that entices me to want to read the rest of the plan. So let's save the executive summary, you know, to last. But it does go first. And then you want to talk about, in your business plan, you want to talk about the description of your company. What does your company do? What does it look like? What differentiates you from the next guy? You know, what markets will you serve? All these different things, right, about your company, your wonderful company, your studio, your, you know, photography place, your hair salon, whatever it is, your day spa, your whatever business you have. Okay, now let me just double check to make sure. Okay, so this is what's going to go in your business plan. You got to have a company description, and then you have to, and so therefore that right there, a business plan. How long does it take to write? It could take 3 months. It could take 6 months. It could take a year. So, because you have to do a lot of research, because now you have to go and do a market analysis. And there's places on the internet that will allow you to get information about any market that you are interested in, any market that you're saying you're going to serve, whatever market you're going to serve, whatever demographics you are going after. There's information on the internet that will show you how to, will give you that information. If you don't have the internet, you can go to the public library. Go to any public library in your town, and you should go there anyway because you never know who you might meet. But go to the library, talk to the reference librarian, and they will tell you exactly where you need to go to look up the data. Just let them know you're writing your business plan, and I'm sure they have a special section where they can send you that has all the information and data. You don't have to use the internet. The internet, you can use it for convenience, but you can certainly get all of this information from the library. And for some people, the library is more convenient, particularly if you work inside or near one. So you go and you look up all the essential business information for the industry for which you're in. If you're doing bakery, you're in the sweets industry, you're in the food industry. When you talk about a bakery or any type of catering business, you got to look at that restaurant industry. You got to, you know, just look at all the industries that attach to it. You know, you got to look for it. You got to look at your competitors. This research, this information has already been pulled aside and gathered for you. Now you just have to do the legwork and go and find it. And I'm telling you where it's at. It's in your library or it's on your internet, but they have special sites for this information. So once you do your market analysis, this might let you know that, okay, wait a minute, maybe I'm in the wrong business. Okay, maybe I don't want to start this business, or maybe this isn't, you know, once you do the market analysis, it may be an eye-opener for you. So, you know, think about that as well as you're writing this plan. Or you may think about, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that, you know, this industry was this old, or this industry has transformed this way over time. And it'll maybe get you to think about where it's headed. Maybe the industry is going under and you didn't know it. Maybe you thought this was a great industry and you come to realize that, wow, the industry is dying out. Because if you don't know that, the bank will, and they will not loan you money. An investor is not going to invest. Remember, they've done the analysis. They've done the market analysis, and they can get this information at the touch of a button. So you can't go to them asking for money to put into a business for an industry that's dying in this country. Just today you need a business plan more than ever. So you look at your competitors. And here's the thing. It's not that you can't have competitors. This country is built on competitors. Our system of capitalism here in America is built on competitors. You have a right to compete. That's part of our right here as a business owner. That's why you can see two businesses right next door side by side. You have the right to do any business you want. You can start an airline if you want to. But if you don't have a way to compete is what will make the bankers go, you may know who your competitors are, but you have to have a solution to how you're going to stay above the competition, how you're going to compete with that competitor. Maybe you're like McDonald's and Burger King, you know, well, my sauce is different, you know, that's how we'll compete. Mine's is flame broiled and yours is grilled or whatever. So you have to have a way to compete with your person. Another thing you have to do, another step or part of your business plan, is you have to have your team together. How are you going to organize and manage this business? Who are your team leaders? What degrees do they hold? What knowledge and information do they have? What's their background? What's their experience? How are you going to organize the business? How's the business going to be structured? Are you going to structure the business like a Walmart? Or are you going to structure it like a network marketing company? Are you going to structure it, you know, like a franchise? What's going to be the structure of this business? All right, is it going to be a home-based structured business where the competitors are only online? What's happening? And then there's another section, another step to this business plan. See, it's not that much. We're almost done. Is to talk about your service or your product. What do you sell? What is it? And how does it benefit the customer? That's big right there. What is the product life cycle? So you have to kind of know some of those things. You have to get tips on how to tell the story about your wonderful, wonderful product and or your wonderful service. Maybe grandma, you know, started this and it lasted all these years or something. So you got to be able to tell that story. You got to know what the product life cycle is. How are you going to come up with new products and or services? How is your service going to evolve? You want to be able to put all of these things in your business plan so that the prospective funders can know what to do and to know if they want to fund. So that, because they're looking for their investment back, and they need to know that your business is going to net a profit somehow and get them their money back. Marketing and sales. Now, not quite the same as the market analysis. That's the market analysis, finding out what industry you're in. This is now marketing and sales. Now, this is how are you going to reach that industry? What are you going to do? How do you plan to get your business out to them? You know who they are. You've identified them in your analysis. Fine. How are you going to get to them now? Okay? And what sales force do you have? Is it you? If you're the sales force, then how's all the other production going to get done? How's the management and everything else being done if you're also the sales team? So you need to be able to talk about sales. Are you going to do internet sales? Are you going to do door-to-door sales? Well, what kind of in-store sales, what type of marketing and sales, and how do you get the word out? Okay, and then there's another section for the people who are seeking funding, and you have to make sure that you're asking for the funding, and you're going to include this in your business plan, okay? You have to have that section. If you're not, don't worry about it. If you're not asking for funding, you don't need that piece. But if you are asking for funding, you need to have a piece in there about that. And then the all-important piece, whether you're asking for funding or not, you want to talk about your financial projections. You may, if you're married, you may just want to show it to your spouse. You may want to say, honey, after all this time that I invest in this business and spend time away from home and blah, 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 but look at what our financial projections are going to be because of that. So you need the financial projections anyway. These financial projections talk about where you feel the money is going to be coming from, the different resources, and you can even talk about, you know, what you plan to do with it. Okay, so those are like the major, major pieces of your business plan. And then, you know, what you do is you just get creative to make your business plan stand out. But again, you can go right to SBA.gov, right to their website, and get all that you need to get. Now, we are out of time. We did lose sound in the for those in the chat room, so they will have to go back and listen to the archive. So what I want to do is end now. And we can always discuss this at another juncture, definitely. And if you, we still have maybe like 1 or 2 minutes left. So if you have a question, you can always raise your hand and I'll bring you on. But you do need the business plan, even if it's not 35, 40 pages. Even if it's just, I'm serious, you can start very, very small. Again, you have the main pieces that you want to write about. You know, writing about the company itself, what kind of business. And it could be a shelter, it could be a nonprofit business, it doesn't matter, whatever kind of business it is. You write about it, talk about what the business does, okay? Talk about what the business does, and then remember you have to do your market analysis. And in your market analysis, you know, you're going to get a lot of information about the company itself, all right? So hopefully this has been very helpful to you. And we will, again, like I said, we will talk more about the business plan. I know that there was there's a lot that goes into it. Like I said, there's not that many sections to the business plan. But those, the sections that I talked about are very, very important. When you talk about your financials, you want to talk about analyzing the market, making sure you have clear objectives, you know, talking about any historical financial data that you have. If you own an establishing business, you know, you want to supply information that you have already. If it's a new business, right, you have to have some prospective financial data. Most of the time, creditors will want to see what you expect your company to be able to do within 5 years. So what financial breakthroughs do you think your company will have within the first 5 years? So anyway, so we're going to talk more about this, writing a business plan, because I believe that, you know, more people want help with the business plan. We are out of time. We thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, tune in each and every day, Monday through Friday. We will talk about, it's all about entrepreneurs. Tomorrow's guest is Professor Terry Benjamin. He will be on. We do have other guests scheduled for the remainder of the week. And I'm sure Denise will be back and several others. So if you have any questions about your business plan, please, you know, save them for our next broadcast. Or you can always inbox them and we can read them right over the air, any questions or comments that you have about your business. But at the end of the day, if you're in business or if you work for a business, it's all about entrepreneurs. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back in the next episode.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.